Government bracing for another surge. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times. The lead headline in the Irish Examiner, meanwhile, notes that the 769 COVID cases reported yesterday marked the highest number of new cases in more than 3 weeks. Both papers also report that the mandatory hotel quarantine regime for passengers arriving from high-risk countries is expected to finally open this week, with a booking system due to go live either today or tomorrow. The Examiner details how, as you'll have heard in the bulletin, the TIFCO Hotel Group, which operates 24 hotels around the country, is likely to be awarded the contract. For its lead story, the Irish Independent reports that members of NPHET called for all passengers flying into the country, and not just from the current list of 33 countries, to be quarantined. While the Irish Daily Mirror leads with the line that yesterday's figures mean that Easter celebrations are likely to be off again this year. The investigation into the death of two women and a man in Newton Abbey, County Antrim, on Friday night generates the lead story in both the Irish News and Belfast Telegraph. The Irish Daily Star leads with the three-year prison sentence which 24-year-old Bernard McGovern received last Friday for an attack on businessmen Kevin Lunny and Ara O'Reilly at a service station in Cavan in February 2019. For its lead story, the Irish Sun interviews a software engineer who says that he has removed more than a million online explicit images, many of which are of Irish women, since last November. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Examiner's political correspondent Aoife Moore writes that, according to senior party sources, Fine Gael is in turmoil over the ongoing criminal probe into Taoiseach the Leo Varadkar. Paul Williams reports in The Independent that Gardaí have already seized almost as many drugs in the first 10 weeks of this year as they did in all of 2020. The plan to build a €25 million whitewater rafting attraction in Dublin's Docklands has suffered a setback after the government refused a request to fund it. That's on the front of The Times. In terms of pictures, The Independent runs with the front page image of 6-year-old Emily McCarthy surrounded by golden daffodils at Elmgrove Farm in County Meath, which is helping to raise funds for the Irish Cancer Society's annual daffodil campaign. The picture on the front of The Examiner shows an aerial shot of some beach art drawn in the sand in Ballybunion, County Kerry, which was shared on social media yesterday to celebrate World Down Syndrome Day. And finally, Nick Bradshaw's striking picture on the front of today's Times is of a siskin and a goldfinch in Delgany, County Wicklow, engaged in a beak-to-beak battle at a bird feeder.